text of our message this morning is from the gospel reading, Mark chapter 3, with focus on these words. And Jesus answered them, saying, "Who is my mother and my brethren?" This is the word of God. You may be seated. Brother, or bro, has become a popular expression. You hear it on the streets. You hear it in the Geico commercials. And perhaps you've even used it yourself. All this bro talk at a time when people are actually having fewer brothers and sisters, right? People are having fewer children these days, and yet people are talking more and more about brothers. Our English expression, brother, the way that it's used to describe friends and compatriots, actually comes from the Bible, comes from the early Christian church. In those times, the Christians would refer to one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. And in later centuries, that expression of brotherhood or sisterhood came to be describing monks and nuns. And so it fell out of being used for common people and began to be more about brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so as monks and nuns in the medieval church. And yet, in recent years, here it comes back. This emphasis and discussion of brotherhood and bro have come roaring back in popularity. And perhaps this says something important about how things are today, what's happening today. That as people are having fewer actual brothers and fewer close family relationships, they are looking for brotherhood, looking for sisterhood, looking for those relationships that they were missing. In our text this morning, Jesus asks us what it means to be a brother or a mother, a member of his family. And this is happening because of big changes taking place in Jesus' life and ministry. For example, Jesus has left Nazareth, where he grew up, and he has moved down to Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. And this is where he's setting up his location for doing the ministry in surrounding Galilee, from right there by the sea. And Mary and the brothers don't like it. They want Jesus to come home to Nazareth. And they've come to Capernaum to rescue him from this crazy idea he has that God has some sort of special calling upon his life. What is more, Jesus has gone on to choose 12 disciples, 12 followers of his whom he is training, who will help to expand this ministry that he is involved in. And crowds are gathering too to listen to Jesus as he teaches the 12. Everything is suddenly changing for Jesus and his family, and the family doesn't like it. We should take just a moment this morning to talk about how Mark is using this expression, brethren, who he means. Because different interpreters have different ideas about who he's describing here. In Mark chapter 6, verse 3, Mark tells us the names of these brethren that he has in mind. Their names are James, Joseph, Jude, and Simon. And some interpreters take these brothers to be actual blood brothers to Jesus. In other words, sons of Joseph and Mary, so half-brothers of Jesus. The other interpreters say, wait, not so fast. Because that word brother in the Bible can also be used to describe cousins. And sure enough, it is used at times in that way. And this later interpretation is favored by Roman Catholics and also by Martin Luther, who had throughout his life thought of Mary as being ever a virgin and that Jesus was her only son. I personally think these are probably blood brothers of Jesus, children of Joseph and Mary. But in either case, these are family members, okay? Jesus isn't using this for disciples. He's talking about his family members coming and protesting the way he is conducting his ministry. So Mary and these brethren set out to find Jesus, probably traveling down from Nazareth out of the hills down to the shores of Galilee. And there's trouble in the family. Here's what I mean by that trouble in the family. Joseph has apparently died at some point. We haven't heard from Joseph in the gospel story since Jesus was about 12 years old when Joseph and Mary took him, took Jesus to the temple, to see the temple. Joseph, somewhere in these intervening years, must have passed away. And as a consequence, in that culture, Jesus is the head of that household. Jesus is to be the leader as the oldest son of that household. You can imagine how this goes when Jesus, who's supposed to be there according to the culture, moves out and moves down to Galilee, the shores of Galilee, to begin this work of the ministry. The expectations of the household have been changed. Instead of doing what they thought he should do, Jesus is living large, gathering a great crowd about himself. Maybe they're even thinking that he's shirking his responsibilities. So you can begin to understand why the family's upset. They even describe him saying that Jesus is beside himself. Okay, this is an expression meaning he's crazy. He's crazy doing what he's doing. How can he be doing this? Jesus, you can't act this way. Come home to mama. Come home to mama and stop acting like you're a prophet. This is the message the family wants to bring. Jesus responds to his family's request with a question, addressing it to his disciples and the listeners there in that house where he was teaching. And he asks them, who is my mother? Who is my brother? In other words, who's my family? Who should I count as family for my life? And maybe you've had this kind of question on your mind and in your heart. Maybe you're listening to this, and you're looking at your family and you're thinking to yourself, what happened? What happened to my family? We believe in family here at Emmanuel. We believe in family, don't we? We teach that the family is the most basic unit of society, that the family is the building block of civilization, that God made us male and female, husband and wife and children as a blessing for us and for our lives. And that's how God wanted it to be. And yet, things can go wrong in our families, can't they? Families can be torn apart and turned against one another. And when that happens, when things go wrong in family, there are few things we experience in life that hurt more than divisions in the family. Mary is feeling this. The brethren are feeling this. She feels like Jesus, her firstborn, has abandoned her. Although that's not what's happened, it's how she's perceiving things and feeling. Jesus' brethren are taking sides with their mom, supporting her. This is what happens, isn't it, in a family. They can't believe what Jesus is doing. So the family is divided, so much to the point where Jesus even says later in his ministry that he did not come to bring peace upon the earth, but a sword, and that persecution might even arise within families, all because of Jesus, his teaching. And it still happens. Yet today, maybe you look at your family and you find yourself saying, "Who is my family?" I hope that you will discover here at Emmanuel family, a family, a brotherhood, and a sisterhood of God. And when you see these people, I pray that you will see family, and that coming to Emmanuel may feel for you like coming home. Mark tells us that Jesus looked around that day. He looked into the faces of those who had come to hear the gospel of the kingdom of God, and he saw family. And here is the way he says it: "Whosoever shall do the will of God," the will of God, "the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." Today, Jesus is looking down from the right hand of the Heavenly Father. He is looking into the faces gathered here this morning. He is looking into your face. And he's saying, "Will you be my brother? Will you be my sister?" The answer has to be yes, doesn't it? Yes, by God's grace. Yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I will be a brother and a sister to my Lord, to my Savior. And do the will of our Father who is in heaven. Say yes, by God's grace, to the Lord Jesus Christ. But don't stop there. Don't stop there with Jesus. Look into the faces of those sitting around you, those also gathered here in your name, those gathered with their eyes toward heaven, looking to the Heavenly Father, and see in their faces brothers and sisters, the blessings of family that God is providing for you here in those gathered in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A brotherhood and a sisterhood of the cross by which Jesus gave himself for the life of the world, for our sins, to unite us as one great blessed family in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what he was about. That's what he had come to do and accomplish that his family at the moment could not understand. But a family that came to share that faith, to trust in Jesus. We know from Acts that Mary was there, that his brethren were there. James, the writer of the letter to James, by James, that's one of Jesus' brethren, mentioned in the Gospels. They came to that faith, that understanding. God grant us that deep understanding of family, a brotherhood, and sisterhood of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.